This case number 18846, this is an application of Continental Resources Incorporated for an order amending the field rules for the Sadler Bakken pool to establish two overlapping 2560 acre spacing units. Divide County, all interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 18846 on behalf of Continental Resources, Inc. We'll have three witnesses in this matter. Kevin Moore, land, Layla Marziki, geology, and Jenny Purvis, engineering.
Mr. Moore, are you on the line?
I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Kevin, would you state your full name for the record, please? Spell your last name.
Yes, it's Kevin Moore. Moore is M-O-O-R-E.
And Kevin, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
By Continental Resources as a Northern Lincoln Landman.
And in that capacity, you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Kevin, let's go to Exhibit 1 in the packet of exhibits for 18846. Tell me what Exhibit 1 is.
Yes, Exhibit 1 is the general locator map showing the existing field outline in the area outlined in blue, also showing the proposed 2560 spacing units outlined in red and highlighted in yellow.
Okay, and Exhibit 2?
Exhibit 2 is a land plat showing sections 15 and 22, also showing the working interest in this existing 1280 with Continental as the majority owner.
Okay, and Exhibit 3?
Exhibit 3 is also a land plat showing sections 27 and 34, one of the existing 1280s, also showing the working interest owners and Continental as the majority owner.
Well, you say Continental's majority owner. Continental has 47.42%. They're the largest owner. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
All right. Exhibit 4?
Exhibit 4 is the full proposed 2560 spacing unit. Again, showing the working interest in the proposed unit with Continental Resources as the highest working interest owner.
And you anticipate that Continental will be the operator of future wells on 2560s if the relief is granted, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Exhibit 5?
Exhibit 5 is another land plat showing sections 16 and 21. I'm also showing the working interest owners with Continental as the majority owner.
And Exhibit 6?
Exhibit 6 is the land plat showing sections 28 and 33. I'm also showing the working interest owners, again, with Continental Resources as majority owner.
Okay, and then Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is the full proposed 2560 unit, again, showing Continental as the majority owner.
Okay, no further questions.
Any questions from the staff? Ms. Marziki, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Layla, would you state your full name for the record, please? Spell your last name.
Yes, my name is Layla Marziki. Marziki is spelled M-A-R-Z-E-K-I.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Continental Resources as a geologist.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Layla, let's turn to the next exhibit in the packet, Exhibit 8. Tell me what that is.
Okay. Exhibit 8 shows the top Boston structure with 50-foot contours, the 2560 ecopad spacing units outlined in red, and the type log, well, FLB Fredrickson 10-8 with a green triangle and a red circle around it to the upper left. And this, I've looked at this area and the geologic conditions such as uniform thickness, porosity, permeability, and is consistent in this zone, in this area, and there's an absence of faults and structural anomalies.
Okay, exhibit 9.
Exhibit 9, we have the Bakken pool, showing the middle Bakken member, upper Bakken shale, the lower Bakken shale, and 50 feet into a lodgepole formation, and approximately about 50 feet lower than the Bakken into the Three Forks.
No further questions.
And this is the type log, FLB Frederickson 10-8.
No questions.
Any questions from the staff?
Layla, your existing wells that have been drilled on the 1280, are they all middle Bakken targets, or are there multiple targets here?
No, we've got the existing wells that are on the 1280s you're asking about.
Yep.
We've got some that are Three Forks and middle Bakken.
On the next exhibit.
Okay. Ms. Purvis is the last witness?
Yes.
She's already been sworn in, so go ahead.
Jenny, let's go to the next exhibit in the packet, exhibit 10. Can you tell me what that is?
Okay, exhibit 10 shows the proposed directional well plot for the Shauna Arvid 2560 acre spacing unit. Existing wells are shown in the solid green for Middle Bakken and pink for Three Forks, and the proposed equal pad laterals are shown in the dashed green and pink lines.
Okay, and you're requesting that the existing wells remain on the existing 1,280-acre spacing and that only the new wells that you show as dashed lines be drilled on 2560s, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, Exhibit 11.
Okay, Exhibit 11. Shows the proposed directional well plot for the Bliss Alvida 2560 spacing unit. Again, the existing laterals are shown in the solid green and pink lines, and then the proposed 2560 equal pad laterals are shown in the dashed green and pink lines.
And same question here, existing wells remain on their existing 1280s, only future wells be on the 2560, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 12.
Okay. Exhibit 12 shows the production curve for the Shauna 115A, and Exhibit 13 shows the production curve for the Shauna 215H. Exhibit 14 shows the production curve for the Arvid 134H, and Exhibit 15 shows the production curve for the Arvid 234H. And then Exhibit 16 shows the production curve for the Bliss 116H. And Exhibit 17 shows the production curve for the Elvida 133H.
Okay, Exhibit 18.
Exhibit 18 shows a typical wellbore diagram for a middle Bakken well. In this case, would be equipped for a 30-stage completion. And then Exhibit 19 is a typical Three Forks wellbore diagram for this case, again, equipped for a 30-stage completion.
And Exhibit 20?
Exhibit 20 shows the reserves and economics for the Shauna 115H. It was a middle Bakken well, has a current EUR of 200 MBOE, which is a 10% rate of return at the drilling and completion cost. Exhibit 21 shows the reserves and economics for the Shauna 215H. This is a Three Forks well. It has an EUR of 310 MBOE. Which at the drilling and completion cost was a 24% rate of return. And Exhibit 22 shows the reserves and economics for the Arvid 134H. This is a Three Forks well, has a UR of 240 MBOE for 13% rate of return. Exhibit 23 shows the Arvid 234H reserves and economics. This well has an EUR of 260 MBOE. For a 16% rate of return. And Exhibit 24 shows the Bliss 116H reserves and economics. This well has an EUR of 280 MBOE for a 20% rate of return. And Exhibit 25 shows the reserves and economics for the Elvida 133H Three Forks well with an EUR of 330 MBOE for a 27% rate of return. And Exhibit 26 shows the proposed reserves and economics for the 2560 series laterals. Both Middle Bakken and Three Forks are estimating an initial rate of around 670 barrels per day, an EUR of 513 MBOE, and at $8.8 million, this would be a 27% rate of return.
Okay, then Exhibit 27, can you tell us what that is?
Exhibit 27 shows the gas pipeline information for this area. The gas gatherer is Highland, and the gas is processed at the North plant. Existing wells in the area are online and connected, and there's existing capacity in the pipeline, so we don't anticipate any problems connecting these wells at first production.
Okay. And then just very briefly, Jenny, can you tell us about the cost savings that you'll realize, the decrease of surface impact, and the increase in reserves that you'll realize with drilling on a pattern of, well, drilling on horizontal wells on 2560s rather than 1280s?
Sure. Each pad will be drilled in a batch process sequentially. And this will allow for a total drilling and completion savings of about $700,000 per well. And for each location, it would be a land savings of approximately 8 acres. And because the pad will be located as close to the section line as possible, we will see an increased lateral length of approximately 200 feet per lateral, which is equivalent to approximately 10,000 barrels equivalent per lateral.
I have no further questions, Madam Examiner. Offer Exhibits 1 through 27 in Case 18846.
The exhibits will be received. Are there any questions from the staff? All right, that'll conclude our hearing in case number 18846.